Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso, people call it, like a Shmaka parsha. I want to begin with a conversation that I had recently with a Talmud sitting in this room. And towards the end of the conversation, the Talmud said to me, "You know, Rebbe, I'm struggling with the following thing." He said, "I'm struggling because, you know, the year's almost over, coming to an end. You know, and I look around." This is my paraphrase. This is not exactly his words. "I look around, you know, the yeshiva. I look around, you know, some guys. And some guys, like, are really, like, you know, flying in their learning. And they're able to accomplish so much. And they're able to, you know, fly through a Gemara. And other..." Stop looking around the room and see what it is. And other guys are, like, not having that same hatzlacha. And, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, I didn't really accomplish, you know, as much as I wanted to, as I set out to accomplish, as I could have accomplished over the course of this year. You know, how do I put my head around or my hand around that feeling? How do I square away my thoughts and my feelings about that question? It's a very, very important question that many people probably have in this room and not in this room. In life, we struggle with similar situations. And I want to share with you a very gorgeous insight of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Darash Moshe in this week's parasha, that I believe sheds a very, very beautiful light on this question, and also gives us a very, 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 very important hashkafa, a very important outlook on life for many, many things that we'll do in our lives. I'll give you the background. At the end of Parashas Bamidbar, last week, the Torah says, count, after counting all of the Israel, it says, count Shevet Levi. But first, there's three sons of Shevet Levi. There's Gershon, Kehas, and Merari. And it tells you to count whom first? Kehas. Why? What was Gaza's job? So the Torah says at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Nasoas Rosh B'nei Kehas, count the sons of Kehas B'nei Levi from the age of 30 years old. And what's their job? Kodesh HaKadoshim, Holy of Holies. They have to carry they cover the Klei HaMikdash and the Aron. They're the big boys. They have the big jobs in terms of carrying and being involved and carrying the holiest part of the Mishnah. Parshas Naso begins with the following pasuk: "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Naso Esrosh, count also Bnei Gershon, Gam He." What's Gam He mean? Also them. Also them. What's the Torah tell me? Count also them. What's the chiddush of those words? Also count Bnei Gershon. Just say Naso Esrosh Bnei Gershon. What's the Gam He? Why does the Torah tell me it's also important to count the Bnei Gershon? Not only that, but Moshe Feinstein asks. He says, "It seems." It would seem that, you know what? Who should get the gamhim? Bnei Kehas should get the gamhim. You know why? Because the Aron carried its carriers. Meaning what? You don't have to be strong to carry the Aron. The Aron that says no say yes, no sav. But the part of the Mishkan that Bnei Gershon carried in this week's parasha, they have to do the hard work. So it should say Nasos Rosh Bnei Kehas gamhim, because they built it anything. It was like it was done by itself. As opposed to Gershon, who actually had to put in effort. Says that Moshe Feinstein, that's all, a beautiful, beautiful insight. Listen carefully. Says that Moshe, a lot of times people think in the world, you know, I'm not going to finish Shas. Because Shas is too hard for me. It's too hard of a challenge for me to finish Shas. So you know what? I may as well not learn. Because I'm not going to finish Shas anyway. I'm not going to be a Rosh Shiva anyway. I'm not going to be a rabbi anyway. So what's... what's the point? May as well just not do it. Or other examples. And Moshe says, let's say people are collecting for tzedakah for a certain cause. And the cause is they want to do something. Shiva needs, I don't know, $500,000 to stay afloat. And they look at that sum and say, $500,000, they'll never make that money. So I'm not going to give them money. What? I'm going to give my measly $1,000? They need $500,000. I'm going to give $1,000? It's a drop in the bucket. What's the point of a drop in the bucket compared to all that massive bucket? You need to fill the bucket, you need so many drops of water. One drop in the bucket is meaningful. It counts. It matters. It makes a difference. Says Moshe Feinstein so beautifully. Naso es rosh b'nei gershon kamehim. You're right, they're not counting. You're right, they're not carrying the aron. You're right, their job is not the kodesh HaKadoshim. But just because it's not the kodesh HaKadoshim, does that mean it's not meaningful? Just because a person is not necessarily going to become the greatest, greatest Talmud Chacham out there, does that mean he shouldn't learn? Just because he's not going to be a philanthropist as big as the Friedman family from Canada that supports Torah in such largesse ways, so they shouldn't support Torah? That's absolutely chas v'shalom. That's crazy. But people think that way a lot of times. We think, if I'm not the best guy in yeshiva, if I'm not as good as, you know, Ploni, that's making a leaning on the Gemara, that's going through the entire Maseches Makos, making two seals on it in this month. I barely got through 10 blot of Makos. So my Makos is not chashev. Oy vey, chas v'shalom. Count Gershon also, gamim. Don't minimize the amount that you contribute with what you do. Your job is to do what your job is to do. Your job is not to worry about the next guy and his job. Let him worry about his job. Your job is not to become the Gadol HaDor necessarily. Leave that for people that are becoming the Gadol HaDor. But you know what? I'll give you a mashal. Okay? I'll give you a basketball mashal. A basketball mashal. Let's say, I don't want to sound like a total imbecile. I don't know too much information about the teams right now, but I know the Celtics are playing LeBron these days now. The Cavaliers, the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm holding at least in that. I know it's 3-2. I know Sun is very happy, and Shimon is not here right now. Step out for a minute. Is not so happy. Okay, fine. That I know. Now, LeBron's pretty good, but you can't have a team of all LeBrons. First of all, it doesn't exist. But second of all, you need people. You need a point guard. You need a shooting guard. You need a forward. You need a center. Not only do you need first strings, you need second strings. Also, you need people on the bench in case the guys need a rest. The five great players need a rest. You need water boys to bring water to the guys on the court. You need a ref in a game. You need fans in a game. There's no fans, there's no game. If there was no fans, there'd be no salaries for LeBron. LeBron couldn't play, couldn't make all of his millions every year. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Everyone's necessary for the game of basketball. In order for the game to be the game. Rabosai, l'havdil, elef alfei havdalos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't want everyone to be the Gadol HaDor. Doesn't want necessarily everybody who's not capable of finishing Shas to finish Shas. But you know what? He wants you to do what you can do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds our contribution, whatever we make, valuable and meaningful. As long as we try our best to make our contribution. As long as we do what we can do, what we're supposed to do, what we're capable of doing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it and says, well, that's gavaldik, that's meaningful. True story, last night I was driving my daughter to a bar mitzvah in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Bet. Because she does chesed once a week, my daughter, at a house, and the girl that she does chesed by has very special needs. And her brother had a mitzvah last night. And the daughter begged the sister of the mitzvah boy, asked my daughter to please come to the mitzvah. So my daughter wanted to make her chesed girl feel good, so she came to the mitzvah, so I drove her. And after that, I went to a wedding last night. I popped into a wedding, also in Rabbi Shemesh Bet, a very, very nice guy that I'm friendly with from the neighborhood. I popped into his wedding also. Fascinating. I'm driving down the hill from dropping off my daughter to the wedding I'm going to. Very near each other. 3-minute drive. And there's a guy looking for a trip. Regular guy. So I say, you want to come in? He said, sure. I said, I'll tell you the trip. I'm only going just a little bit. I'm going to the wedding. You know, the next traffic circle. I'm not going too far. He said, listen. He said to me, if you go ask someone for tzedakah, and you ask them for 50 shekel, and they only give you 20 shekel, do you say, no, I'm not taking it? Are you not grateful for that? He said, I'm grateful. He said, yeah, you stopped for me, you left stop for me. He said, your car is comfortable. I'm cooler than I would be outside. I'm also on my way to where I have to get to. Thank you very much. And I said to him, wow, that's my schmoozer today. I didn't say this to him. But I saw afterwards I had seen this word already. It's not much the schmooze. The same way this fellow understood, yeah. Every step along the way is meaningful for him. It's true, it's not his destination yet. But his step is meaningful. And he appreciated whatever was done along the way. Rabosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates every single step that we make. Every step that we make is precious. Every effort that we make is meaningful. Don't think, I'm not Kodesh HaKadoshim, so I'm not meaningful. No! Go count Bnei Gershon Gam Hein, they're also worthy of being counted. And Rabbi said, please don't lose this thought for life. Please understand, every effort that you make in Avodas Hashem is precious. If next year you're in college somewhere, and you make an effort to go to a shir, or to have a charusa, or even to make a phone call to wish your parents or grandparents a good Shabbos, or once in a while, not to forget your Rabbeim and Eretz Yisrael, also wish them a good Shabbos, send them a little email. What does it take? A WhatsApp if they have WhatsApp. What does it take already? Take 2 seconds. Shabbat Shalom. Have a good Shabbos. Nice to hear your voice. Small little nothing thing. But you know what? It's meaningful. It's precious. Every move a person makes is precious. Every pasuk a person learns in Chumash is precious. Every Mishnah a person learns is precious. Every act of chesed is precious, and the Torah counts it. And therefore, lest the person think, I'm not number one, there's no point, it's not true. If you're not number one, you're number one. Because you're number one in the way that you're supposed to be number one. Everyone's number one. Last story. True story. My father, whenever he introduces his children to somebody else, he always says, this is my son, Andy, my Bechor. My firstborn son. But if you do the math, it's not true. I'm not his firstborn son. He has a son that's older than me that was born before me. I'm not even the second child in my family. But every child he introduces says, this is my son, my firstborn. You know why? Because firstborn is a sign of preciousness. And he really believes, this is my precious son. This is my firstborn precious son. Because in his eyes, we're all precious to him. We all feel that sense of preciousness. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, we're all precious. And we're all his firstborn. All we have to do is recognize how much we mean, how much our actions mean, how much whatever we do is meaningful. Hashem should bless us all to have that recognition, to realize how precious whatever we do is. Not to compare ourselves to the next person and say, I'm not as good as him. No, just be as good as you can be yourself. And by that, we will all bring tremendous nachas to Hashem Yisbarach. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Shabbos Shalom.